Because the ability to work abroad is very stimulating, and I always advise this for everyone. And where in your career you do it is always difficult. I was unmarried, and that was useful. Because what it does is opens your eyes, A, to a different system, but B, the opportunity to meet lots of people and to go to different meetings. Now, the Canadian meetings were quite good, but the American Diabetes Association meeting was just fantastic and still is. The ADA annual meeting is worth going to. And I've enjoyed those very much indeed. I did actually meet Charles Best and got him to sign a book, and that was a great thrill. And, of course, from a history point of view, Hamilton actually is next to Dundas, where Osler moved to, or the Osler family moved to from Bond Head, north of Toronto, to where his father became vicar of Dundas and where his main childhood was spent. And it's a great thrill to go back to actually... go to the area where he was brought up. There's not a lot to be seen, but it is an amazing thing that he came from this tiny little hamlet up in north of Toronto and became such a fantastic physician. He, of course, did not think there was anything that could be done for diabetes.
And what did you do when you left Hamilton?
I was fortunate to come back to Birmingham, near where I was born, and a job came up as senior lecturer with the expansion of the Birmingham Medical School to the include the General Hospital in Birmingham. And, of course, ever since then, there's been an increase in year by year the number of students. The post was... officially senior lecturer under Bill Hoffenberg, and I think part of the reason why I got the post was coming from McMaster, where the problem-solving approach was of interest to people who were thinking about changes in the British medical curricula. Bill Hoffenberg was asked to be chairman of a group in the medical school to look at revisions of the curriculum along problem-solving lines. And we drew up a very extensive, detailed report suggesting that we should do this to a large extent and to use integrated teaching. This was hotly debated. It was rejected by the medical school as being too labour-intensive for staff and that this wasn't applicable. So Birmingham continued largely under the traditional preclinical-clinical divide, with traditional subjects. Of course, most medical education has moved forward now, and indeed Birmingham does lots of problem-solving techniques and has got a lot of mixture of preclinical and clinical work all the way through, so that it has come to pass, although it has taken a time.
Is it right that starting with just one patient and solving that patient's problem is more labour-intensive?
No, it's not necessarily right. I think it does depend on what student intake you've got. And I think the problem-solving approach doesn't suit everyone. Some people get lost, and that's where they need help. And if you've got students selected that are problem solvers, then you can apply the system. And I think it is a good system. I personally wouldn't like it, but then I probably wouldn't have got into medical school.